This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is a certain rhythm to American capitalism, not the boom and bust stuff, but the more pedestrian bits that make the whole system work. I'm talking here about the regular reporting of profits or losses, as the case may be, the four times a year phenomenon that's come to be called earnings season. We're only in the second week of the most recent occurrence of that event, and a lot of investors are already, and journalists and analysts as well, were bored. Not by corporate results, but by the conference calls in which CEOs drone on and on, essentially rereading the news release they issued earlier that day. So some companies are trying to spice things up. Later this month, Netflix will ditch its earnings call for a conversation moderated by an analyst and a journalist. Yahoo is doing a live webcast of its earnings call today because it can. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports now on the changing nature of the corporate conference call.
Earnings calls are one of the ways companies talk to investors and the market.
They're more boring than boring. They're among the most boring things we've managed to create in the modern financial era.
Paul Kedrowski is an investor who listened to earnings calls for decades. He says they're boring by design and highly scripted. But now some tech companies are getting more adventurous.
Yahoo or Netflix, they're video stream. They're taking questions via email. You can tweet questions at them. They've opened up.
But he says open is a relative term. Mike Mayo is an analyst who's famous for asking bank CEOs pointed questions on earnings calls.
There's no question that these earnings calls are a controlled setting in which companies sometimes manipulate the order of the questions, will go to the analysts who ask softball questions first.
That won't necessarily change just because questions can be emailed. In fact, it may make it easier to ignore uncomfortable ones. Mary Beth Kassane is with Wallach & Associates, a financial PR firm. She views the new type of earnings call as simply an adaptation to online technology.
Folks trying to tell a company story and tell it well, it's always been hard to do, and anything that can help people to tease out an ability to try to do that better, I think, is a very good thing.
Watching executives talk about their earnings may not be more interesting than listening to them, but at least you'll be able to see them squirm at difficult questions. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.